In recent decades, millions of people have drifted away from Jesus and their Catholic faith. Sadly, many may never find their way back. I'm Tom Peterson, and I believe that God has called me to use my background in media to be a catalyst in the new evangelization. Our organization produces inspiring and creative evangelization messages that have helped lead hundreds of thousands of inactive Catholics, converts, agnostics, and atheists home to Jesus and His Holy Church. Join us as we travel across North America to bring you stories of heartbreak, redemption, and transformation as the Holy Spirit leads His people home. God has an extraordinary plan for each of our lives. He wants us to spend eternity in heaven with Him and bring as many people with us as possible. This is Catholics Come Home. Welcome to Catholics Come Home. Today we come to you from the ranch lands around Denton, Texas. You're going to meet a Marine veteran and a lifesaver by profession. Soon you'll discover how this man spent over 20 years away from his Catholic faith, but how a call to duty, a sense to lead a more disciplined Catholic life, brought him back to the church. Like everybody else on this series, today's guest came home to the church in large part thanks to a Catholics Come Home evangelization commercial, the website, and answering the Holy Spirit's call. I'd like you to meet Chris Ahrens. Chris, we're so glad you're with us today, and welcome home.
Thank you.
Chris, I'd like to start off with asking you about your faith as a child, your faith upbringing.
Growing up, Catholicism was sort of a peripheral aspect of my youth. I remember going to Mass. I know I was baptized. I remember my first communion. But I would say my education was pretty poor. My catechism was pretty poor. I was not able to express basic elements of my faith. We were the Christmas and Easter Catholics. We went to Mass, and I remember there were some various other Sunday Masses interspersed within the year, but it was mostly sort of something that I rolled my eyes at when I was informed, you know, my parents said, we're going to Mass this Sunday. I was thinking, what kind of illness should I come up with this Sunday, you know? And I feigned illness from time to time, and it did work from time to time, but that was really the extent of my faith at that time.
Tell me about the next stage in your faith, kind of during their high school years.
My high school years, you know, being in a military high school, an all-boys military school, being away from my family, seeing them just a couple times a year, I was really left to sort of my own devices and my own discipline. I was instilled with a military discipline. Military school gave me a lot of that. But my spiritual development really became peripheral. It really became sidelined and put on the back burner at best. I went to Mass on mostly Christmas and Easter. There was a period in my life, mostly I would say in my mid and late 20s, where faith had no presence in my life. I was just living in the world, for myself. I was the center of my universe. I battled with a lot of the stuff that young men battle with, you know, promiscuity, alcohol, self-indulgence, lack of discipline. All the discipline that I had gotten from the military seemed to just escaped me completely, and I became a real fallen individual. Nothing to a great excess, but it definitely, I think, jeopardized my soul and my faith to a great degree at the time.
Chris, tell us about other influences that helped you in your faith journey.
I started journeying back into the churches in my late 20s and into non-denominational churches. They were not Catholic. I really didn't have much of a motivation to go back into the Catholic Church. I had fallen away pretty well at that time. And Catholicism, I actually refer to myself as a recovering Catholic. I'm not exactly proud of that, but that's something I think a term I used a couple times. My motivations were purely social at that time. I wanted to meet. I thought, what better place to meet a gal, a girlfriend, or a potential wife than at church? That's not really the best reason to go to church. But it was the reason for me at that time.
So how long were you away from the faith?
I was away from the Catholic Church for at least 20 years, possibly closer to 25. My last confession, I think, was Ronald Reagan was still president. It was a long time ago. So It wasn't even on my radar for 20 years. And, you know, I think that Catholicism couldn't have been for 20 years further off my radar than it was.
When we return, we'll find out what helped Chris to come home to the church.
And I started deciding what kind of lifestyle, what kind of church is going to lead me to this truth and these vocations that are so important to me. And what kind of faith do I want to raise my child and my family in?
If your life were like a blueprint for a house, what would it look like? Would there be many different rooms? A room to represent the choices you make when you are with your family, and another for how you live when you are at work or out with your friends? Well, if we truly want to follow Christ, our house should have only one room, and at its center should be love. See, the scriptures tell us that at every moment, regardless of the circumstance, we must do what love requires. This is the fundamental vocation of every baptized Catholic. If we choose to follow God in love part of the time and turn away from love at other times, we are telling God maybe instead of yes. Our maybe to God becomes a barrier in our relationship with Him. His house truly has only one room, and it is filled with love. He gave us the perfect example of how to say yes. What will we say in return?
There was no single event. It was more gradual. You know, eventually you just don't go one Sunday, and then you don't go two Sundays in a row. Then went through a divorce and ended up being a single parent. If I didn't have church or God, I would be back at that lonely stage, that trouble stage. Whenever you get anxious and worry about things, you just know that Jesus has it under control.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church for any reason, visit CatholicsComeHome.org. There's a way of life where simplicity brings joy and humility leads to happiness, where we learn that less is more, and in giving, we receive. It's our refuge from chaos and light to guide us through darkness. It's a place where the broken receive healing and repentant hearts find mercy. Here, our days are set free from anxiety and addictions, and our nights rest with more peace. So, where is this hope, and who knows the way? Our hope rests in Jesus, and His church leads the way. If you're longing to fill an emptiness or seeking a way home, we invite you to experience the peace that only comes from God. We are Catholic. Welcome home. So many of us carry such heavy burdens.
Come on, babe. It'll be fun. It's just you and me.
Deep within, we struggle because sin separates us from God. But thanks to the grace of confession, God compassionately listens, forgives, and sets us free. So if it's been a while since you've been to confession or Mass, come home and experience a fresh start. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org.
Chris, when you saw the Catholics Come Home epic ad, what went on inside of you?
I think the Catholics Come Home epic ad was the one that's the longer, really just beautifully done commercial that shows all the great accomplishments of the Catholic Church, the scientific method, our universities, all the things that the medicine and the schooling and feeding the hungry that this faith has done for 2,000 years. I thought, why would I ever walk away from this, and who would willingly walk away from such an incredible legacy? And I felt this burst of joy. I thought, it's so amazing to be able to make my way back into the arms of Holy Mother Church.
Chris, specifically, how did Catholics Come Home help in your journey of faith?
I came into work one morning and into the station, and I had no intention of becoming Catholic that day. And I started thinking, as I was getting my gear on the truck and thinking about the day, and I started thinking about the son I had just brought into the world, and what kind of image I wanted to be, what kind of legacy I wanted to leave for him, what kind of father I wanted to be, what kind of husband I wanted to be. And I started deciding what kind of lifestyle, what kind of church is going to lead me to this truth and these vocations that are so important to me, and what kind of faith do I want to raise my child and my family in. When I was at the station that day and I'd had my epiphany, I really didn't know how to go about making my way back into the Catholic Church because I had gone to military school, I was never confirmed, and I had lost my spiritual journey in the Catholic Church. So I really didn't know exactly how to get back into the church as an adult and become confirmed. So I sat at the computer, and I Googled RCIA and how to become a Catholic again, and one of the first sites that popped up was Catholics Come Home. So I checked that out. It was a very well-designed site, very informative, great ease of use, and very clearly done so that I was able to find my way, find my path, and not only that, but I found people with similar stories that I could relate to, and I found it to be very motivating. I felt this joy that I'm not the only one that's had this sort of misstep in life where I walked away from the greatest faith in the world. So by the end of that day, I had already signed up for RCIA and gotten my annulment for my previous marriage in progress. So in the course of about 4 hours, I got about 3 or 4 balls rolling, and here I am.
In the conclusion of my interview with Chris, we'll learn how leading a life of faith has changed the way he approaches each day.
As I got back to my faith, it softened me from the inside out, and I saw the face of Christ on these people who are having the worst days of their lives, and it made me want to reach out to them in a Christ-like manner.
Discipline is essential in our spiritual lives. To be a true disciple of Christ, we must be disciplined in our spiritual walk. You see, as an evangelist, we simply can't share what we don't have. So in order to be focused on God's perfect will, we must be disciplined in our own spiritual lives. Chapter 2 of my book, Catholics Come Home, talks about this in a unique way with an interesting story from my undergraduate years. I took a psychology class called the Rat Lab. We were literally locked in a closet with a sewer rat, training that rat to press a lever in order to get a reward of water or a little bit of food. That taught the rat behavior modification. We then went to the next step where the teacher asked us to modify a behavior we were not happy with. I chose to modify the behavior of getting up as soon as that alarm rang the first time each morning. You know, Christ calls us all to modify those behaviors in our life that are not becoming of our spiritual walk, that don't bring us closer to Him and don't exemplify Christ. Ask yourselves now, what are the behaviors I need to modify so that I can be a better light of Christ, to shine that light on the world, on the people He calls me to evangelize? To be a disciple, we need discipline.
For victory in life, we've got to keep focused on the goal, and the goal is heaven. The key to winning is choosing to do God's will and love others with all you've got. Sacrifice, discipline, and prayer are essential. We gain strength through God's word, and we receive grace from the sacraments. And when we fumble due to sin, and it's going to happen, confession puts us back on the field. So if you haven't been going to Mass weekly, get back in the game. We're saving your seat on the starting bench this Sunday. Welcome home.
Most of us can recall a childhood memory of innocence and a peace that only comes from God. Yet with our busy schedules today, many families don't attend church weekly or spend much time teaching their children about God. So many families now are burdened by financial and family challenges, substance abuse, and other worries. But there is hope. Studies show that people who pray regularly and practice their Christian faith are less stressed, financially stable, more compassionate, optimistic, healthier, and happier. Experience a positive difference in your life and for your family by coming home to your parish. Learn more by visiting CatholicsComeHome.org today. Here you may find answers to your questions and discover how Jesus and the sacraments will bless your family. There's no pressure or risk. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. Do it for your kids. Do it for yourself. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today.
It is here where you'll find the best marriage counselor, greatest healer, wisest teacher, and closest friend. It's a place where you'll escape the chaos of the world and find the lasting peace that only comes from God. Jesus is personally waiting to embrace you now with His divine mercy and healing love. Jesus is calling you home to His Sacred Heart today.
I need your mercy. I need a Savior.
Chris, tell me how your life is more disciplined now.
the various aspects of my life through the years of military school, you know, Marine Corps, and then martial arts as an adult in my 30s. I had a lot of physical and mental discipline, but I didn't have very much spiritual discipline at all, and that was very much lacking. And I felt it, and my life reflected that as well. It was an outward appearance of being disciplined and exerting this sort of discipline in my life, but my interior life was a shambles. There was no spiritual discipline whatsoever. So Catholicism has given me that spiritual discipline that I need, that all men need, that we all yearn for, whether we know it or not. We're all seeking it, whether we know it or not. But when you find it, you know it, because you feel the satisfaction and peace.
Chris, how do you want to be remembered?
I want my legacy not to be that he was a great firefighter or an awesome paramedic. It would be nice if that is said about me, but the true motivation for me is my legacy I want to leave behind is that I was a devoted Catholic, a devoted father and husband, and Catholicism defines me now. It guides the way I vote, the way I think, the way I look at everything that happens in the world around me. Every action that I make, every reaction that I make, is through a prism of a Catholic worldview. It's very important to me that I always exert my Catholicism. I never apologize for it. It's part of me, and it's ingrained into my being now.
Chris, what other fruit has come into your life after coming back to the church?
Since I returned to the Catholic Church, it was like that day coming out of RCIA and being confirmed was just barely scratching the surface. Since I have returned and been confirmed, I've journeyed into Knights of Columbus and been able to exert my Catholicism through charitable works. I've also been able to have some exposure to Opus Dei and spiritual direction from an Opus Dei priest. I found a lot of meaning and purpose there as well. There's so much in the Catholic Church for people. Once you just the tip of the iceberg, once you get in, if you're sitting on your hands and you're getting bored as a Catholic, it's because you're not trying hard enough. There's something for everybody here, and there's a lot of it. There's 2,000 years of it.
Chris, before we met today, you told me that your faith was a lot like a Swiss Army knife, a lot of different components and tools. Tell me about that.
I find that being a Christian, and more specifically a Catholic, we have many tools at our disposal to fight various sort of urges or lures to sin. Or, you know, anytime you find yourself struggling, there's a sacramental that you can find strength in. Of course, we have our scripture, our Holy Scripture, which is always most important, but we also have the great writings of our great Catholic Thomas A. Kempis, and you know, the Imitation of Christ. We also have brown scapulars, we have the rosaries. There's so much for us to find our strength, to express our faith in a way that you know, even in your darkest moments, there's something there you can clutch and you can find your strength in. And that's big for me. I love my sacramentals, and I always carry my faith even at work. It's something in my pocket. I have a rosary in my pocket at all times. I go into fires with me, into every medical situation. I always have something with me that I draw strength from.
Chris, now that you're back in the church, tell me about the blessings in your life.
I was confirmed at St. Anne's Parish in Coppell, Texas, and it's an enormous RCIA program, very effective. And it was such a blessing to me to be a part of that. So I've tried to give back to that program by being active and sponsoring candidates coming into the faith.
What would you tell us about the new evangelization?
Of course, we're called to evangelize non-Catholics into the faith, and that's very important. But I also find that it's important for us to re-evangelize fallen away Catholics who have either lost their way, or maybe they had a bad experience in the church. Maybe there was a priest that was rude to them. Maybe are the scandals that drove people away, and I can understand that. But I really urge people to take a second look at the faith, not the sins of the people, but the truth of the faith that has never changed and it never will change. And that's what drew me back. And it's important for us to convey this faith, not only to non-Catholics, but make sure that fallen away Catholics are clear that the truth remains the same and is here for them when they're ready for it.
Okay, now Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Now that you have a strong foundation of faith, how do you plan on sharing that with your son?
My most important vocation right now, I feel as a father and as a husband, as the spiritual leader of my family. I feel as I'm the head of the household. My wife is the heart of the household, but it's important to me to guide my family in a spiritual direction and make sure that the Catholic faith is being transmitted from me to my son. I think the biggest gift that we can give our children is the gift of faith, and it's more important now than ever, because as soon as our children go off to college, a lot of these professors, they make it their goal to rob our children of their most cherished aspect, and that's their faith. And so it's important for us to instill that strong faith, that moral compass in our children before they get to that point where they get easily shaken.
Chris, now that you've come back to the church, when that fire bell rings and you go out on a call, how are you different?
Before I came back to the church and got my faith right, I looked at it as a routine call. I looked at some of these people as once I looked down my nose at them, but I didn't have as much compassion for folks that maybe having the worst day of their lives. They're struggling with substances. On our medical calls, we deal with folks who are, there's domestic abuse, there's all sorts of, substance abuses. And I guess I didn't find a lot of compassion. I got a hardened heart through the years. As I got back to my faith, it softened me from the inside out, and I saw the face of Christ on these people who are having the worst days of their lives, and it made me want to reach out to them in a Christ-like manner. Now I really sincerely try to help them. My heart goes out to a lot of these folks, and I think it's this compassion and this this journey into my faith that has helped me see the value in fellow human beings that I didn't have before.
Chris, we're so thankful that you came home to the church and answered God's call. You're leading that life of discipline. We're blessed to have you with us today.
Thank you.
There are few things more heartbreaking than having family members, children, grandchildren, siblings, or parents away from the church. Today's viewer question will help you learn how to evangelize them. I have loved ones away from the church. How can I best help them return home? First, pray. The most important thing you can do for fallen away loved ones is to pray for them. Offer communion for them, fast for them, pray rosaries for them. Ask St. Monica's intercession, who prayed passionately for many years that her son, St. Augustine, would return to the church. And those prayers paid off big time. Second, recognize that God may use someone else to bring your loved ones home. St. Monica prayed for God to bring someone into St. Augustine's life to help in his conversion, and God sent St. Ambrose. Ask God to send your loved one an Ambrose. Third, set an example. Live an authentically Christian life. You're familiar with the lyric of the popular hymn, "They'll Know We Are Christians by Our Love"? Well, make your family member want what you have. Make them recognize something in you. Joy, peace, love, service, that makes your faith more appealing to them. Fourth, be available for conversation. 1 Peter 3:15 advises, always be prepared to make a defense to anyone who calls you to account for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and reverence. Really, especially with family, don't forget that last part. Evangelize always with gentleness, humility, and reverence. Finally, have good resources to which you can refer them. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org for articles and books that address various reasons for leaving the faith. Books we particularly recommend for help in evangelizing fallen away family and friends include Catholics Come Home, God's Extraordinary Plan for Your Life by Tom Peterson, and Patrick Madrid's Search and Rescue, How to Bring Your Family and Friends Into or Back Into the Catholic Church.
Here's your chance to get active in the new evangelization. Visit the CatholicsComeHome.org website, enter through the door, and click on the Shop tab. Here, you can order a Catholics Come Home book, evangelization cards, a DVD of the evangelicals, or a car magnet. If you or someone you know has come home to the church thanks in part to Catholics Come Home, let us know. Or if you have a comment, question, or want to support our mission, email us at info@CatholicsComeHome.org or write to us at Catholics Come Home, P.O. Box 1802, Roswell, Georgia, 30077. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
When I was outside of the church, there was always an unsettled feeling. There was always a feeling of something missing and something not complete. The deal clincher is we found our way to our parish, and we met just an incredible pastor. We learned things that we'd never been taught. Wouldn't be the person that I am without the church and without the sacraments, particularly the Eucharist. I can't live without it.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church, visit CatholicsComeHome.org. Our family has spanned the centuries and the globe. With God's grace, we started hospitals to care for the sick. We establish orphanages and help the poor. We are the largest charitable organization on the planet, bringing comfort to those in need. We educate more children than any other institution. We developed the scientific method and founded the college system. We defend the dignity of human life and uphold marriage. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are transformed by sacred scripture and sacred tradition, which have guided us for 2,000 years. We are the Catholic Church, with over 1 billion in our family, sharing in the sacraments and fullness of the Christian faith. Jesus started our church when he said to Peter, the first pope, "You are a rock, and upon this rock I will build my church." So if you've been away from the Catholic Church, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today. We are Catholic. Welcome home.
I worked in pro baseball for a long time, and we play on Sundays. And it was an easy excuse. I took the easy out and just didn't go to Mass. Got caught up in that whole selfishness, that whole, I can do it all. The times when I was struggling were the times I needed God the most. And now that I've come back and accepted God, my world has completely changed.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church for any reason, visit CatholicsComeHome.org today.
I was actually raised in the Catholic Church. I went to grade school through sixth grade, and pretty much about the time I went to high school, I stopped attending church and really didn't think much more about it for a number of years. The return to church, the Catholic Church, was somewhat of an evolution. I thought I knew what the Catholic Church believed and taught, but learned very quickly from somebody who knew far more about the Bible than I ever hoped to know. I learned that the Catholic Church, what it truly taught, and that's where I needed to be. I'm a recovered alcoholic and drug addict. Without God in my life, I'd probably be dead. God has literally saved my life. I feel like I'm truly on the road to the fulfillment of really all of my desires, which is ultimately to spend eternity in heaven with myself and my family.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church for whatever reason, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today.
God has gifted Chris with a sense of discipline in so many areas of his life, including his rediscovered Catholic faith. Chris's life-saving efforts as a Marine and now a firefighter have blossomed into soul-saving efforts as a disciple of Christ. This once poorly formed and active Catholic is now home to his Catholic faith family, thanks to God's grace. We thank you all for joining us for this episode of Catholics Come Home. Please keep Chris, the Aaron's family, and all of us at Catholics Come Home in your prayers. Answer your call to duty in the new evangelization by helping to love somebody to heaven.
Somebody to heaven.